This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people have been killed as relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. Electricity supply and internet services in some areas of Jammu region have reportedly been disrupted. All government offices except emergency services will be closed tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns of further inundation. The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine was suspended as a landslide hit the route to the shrine atop Trikuta Hills, leading to the death of 6 persons and injuring 18 others. Rescue operations are underway near the Indraprastha Bhojanalaya at Ardhkuwari, where the landslide hit. At least 4 people have lost their lives and several properties have been damaged in the last 24 hours in Doda district due to heavy rains. The traffic on the strategic Jammu-Srinagar and Kishtwar-Doda National Highway was suspended. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the situation in many parts of Jammu province was quite serious and instructions have been issued to place additional funds at the disposal of the deputy commissioners to cover emergency restoration work and other exigencies. Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for tomorrow. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for tomorrow at BSF Palace Camp, Jammu. In Punjab, 7 districts have been put on high alert due to flooding in many villages there. The swollen Bias and Ravi rivers due to incessant rain for the last 36 hours in many parts of the state and downflow of rainwater from Himachal Pradesh have caused the flooding. Firozpur, Fazilka, Tarntarn, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been put on high alert. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India, Make for the World. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Hansalpur-based TDS lithium iron battery plant in Gujarat. He said, the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan. Mr. Modi said this success is motivating all states across India and a healthy competition has emerged among states regarding reforms and investment, benefiting the entire nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from Thursday. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of PM Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi today.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on the 31st of August and 1st September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned 2 of the Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates, INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri, at the Eastern Naval Command in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. It is the first time that the 2 major surface combatants from 2 of the prestigious shipyards of India are commissioned at the same time, emphasizing India's accelerating naval modernization and its ability to deliver sophisticated warships from multiple shipyards. And Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra today created history by clinching the individual gold in the women's 50-meter rifle 3-positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. Sifth scored 459.2 to take the top spot. She was followed by Yuji Yang of China and Japan's Misaki Nobata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.